This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighborhood digital detox guru. Welcome back to Digital Poison, the podcast that helps you reclaim your time, attention, and sanity in a world obsessed with screens. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another day, another screen addiction lecture. But trust me, today's episode is different. We're diving into something truly powerful, journaling. Yeah, I hear you. You might be picturing a dusty old notebook and someone writing in flowery prose about their feelings. But stick with me for a second. This isn't your grandma's journal club. Journaling can be a game changer for managing stress and anxiety, even if you think you're too busy, too overwhelmed, or just plain not the journaling type. So, how does scribbling in a notebook actually help with those pesky feelings? Let me break it down into five key takeaways that will have you grabbing your favourite pen or tapping away on your phone, hey? We're not judging. Before you know it. First off, journaling acts like a mental pressure valve. Ever feel like your thoughts are racing a million miles an hour? Like you're stuck on a hamster wheel of worries and chaos? Journaling lets you safely offload those thoughts onto paper, literally giving them space to breathe outside your head. Think of it as a digital detox for your mind, but with less blue light and more ink. Second, journaling helps you process emotions. Bottling up feelings is like trying to hold in a balloon full of air. Eventually, it's going to burst, leaving a mess everywhere. Journaling allows you to explore those emotions, the good, the bad, and the messy without judgment. It's like having a safe space to unpack your emotional suitcase and figure out what's inside. Third, journaling fosters self-awareness. When you consistently write about your thoughts and feelings, you start noticing patterns. You might realize that certain situations trigger anxiety or that certain activities make you feel more relaxed. This newfound awareness can empower you to make positive changes in your life, like avoiding those stress triggers or scheduling more time for self-care. Fourth, journaling can be a powerful tool for problem solving. Ever find yourself stuck on a decision? Writing about it can help you brainstorm solutions, weigh pros and cons, and ultimately come up with a clear plan of action. It's like having a brainstorming session with your best friend, but without the awkward silences or bad coffee. And finally, journaling can be surprisingly therapeutic. The simple act of putting pen to paper can have a calming effect on your mind and body. It's like taking a mini vacation from the chaos of everyday life, even if it's just for 10 minutes a day. Now, I know what you're thinking. Okay, Rachel, this all sounds great, but how do I actually make journaling a habit? You're not alone. It can be tough to carve out time in our busy schedules, especially when the allure of endless scrolling is so strong. But here's a real-life example that might just inspire you. Imagine Sarah, a high-powered marketing executive who feels constantly overwhelmed by deadlines and emails. She's constantly on edge, struggling to sleep, and feeling like she's drowning in to-do lists. One day, she decides to try journaling for just 10 minutes before bed each night. Initially, it feels awkward. She doesn't know what to write about. But as she keeps at it, she starts noticing a shift. Her worries seem less overwhelming when they are on paper, and she finds herself feeling more relaxed and sleep-deprived after her nightly sessions. Journaling becomes Sarah's secret weapon for stress management. She uses it to process her workday anxieties, brainstorm solutions to challenging projects, and even simply express gratitude for the good things in her life. Sarah's story isn't unique. Thousands of people have discovered the power of journaling to manage stress, anxiety, and even improve their overall well-being. So, what are you waiting for? Grab a notebook, open up that Notes app, or find your favourite quiet corner and give it a try. You might just be surprised by the positive changes you experience. Remember, even 10 minutes of journaling a day can make a world of difference. Start small, be consistent, and don't worry about making it perfect. This is your journey, your words, your space to heal, grow, and thrive. Until next time, stay mindful, stay connected, and keep those screens in check.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.